Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
7:13, thanks for getting your Monday morning started with us. Final Monday in January. A lot better than it was last week. Highs of 58 today, 66 tomorrow, 64 on Wednesday, 62 on Thursday, 68 on Friday. Nothing but sunshine and clear skies. Maybe a couple of clouds here or there, but no rain. Dry, nice. And then Saturday, which is the first big weekend of Mardi Gras. You got a 70% chance for showers. Some of those storms, who knows how heavy they could be. 40% chance for rain and wind on Sunday. It all depends on the timing. They're looking at a different model, so don't rule anything out yet. Just enjoy the week and think good thoughts for the week to come, right? I mean, for the days in between. 43 degrees right now. The Cardell Hayes retrial. I don't know if that's accurate or not. Craig Murdoch joins us, criminal defense attorney. Good morning, Craig. How are you?
Morning, Tommy. How are you?
I'm well, sir.
Weather forecast.
Yeah, I'm telling you, after last week, the concrete was sweating. You couldn't keep the floor clean. It was a nightmare. A nightmare, Craig.
I know. We need good weather for a week, at least once this winter.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Let's talk about the trial. Did you watch most of it, Craig?
I did. Unfortunately, I have a real job, so I couldn't be there for the entire trial. I missed a couple of witnesses, but I was there for most of Friday. I missed jury selection, and then I was there a good chunk of Wednesday and a good chunk of Thursday.
Your Honor, if I might approach for a sidebar, what I was wondering these are trials are open to the public. If somebody wants to just for whatever reason, they got a day or two off, they want to go down and watch a criminal trial, they can do it in Orleans Parish? Yes, right?
Absolutely. We don't have cameras in the courtroom in Louisiana, which I think is a problem, to be honest. Mm-hmm. But if the courtrooms are always open to the public at criminal court, and often you see a lot of people come in and watch just out of curiosity, or law students who want to get better or learn about criminal law. So the courtrooms are usually fairly crowded with kind of onlookers. So it's not exactly like the Superdome on a Saints Sunday, mm-hmm. but you know, there's probably 15 to 30 people watching a trial at any one time.
I would advise people do that, believe it or not, because I think you get a real idea of how the criminal justice system works, and you realize it's not like Law and Order or NCIS or any of this stuff on TV.
I would agree. There's a lot of sausage making trying to try a criminal case. So it's not as pretty or slick as it looks on movie or TV.
So let's talk about that. Jason Williams was the lead prosecutor on this case, the district attorney himself. Was he not? And how much of a difference do you think that made?
Jason Williams, the elected district attorney for Orleans Parish, was the lead prosecutor. He was trying the case. Somewhat very unusual. You do not see the elected DA in a large city, large parish trying cases regularly. So it was a little unusual. Jason was a criminal defense lawyer and one of the top criminal defense lawyers in the building at Tulane and Broad for probably 15 to 17 years before he was elected. He is probably the best trial lawyer in the office that they have currently. Actually, I shouldn't say probably. He is the best trial lawyer they have in the office currently. And he has tried a couple of cases since he has been elected DA, particularly cases where he feels like he needs a win. And I would assume due to the publicity, due to the connection with the Saints, he felt this was a case that his office had to have a win, which is why he tried it himself.
Is he a talented lawyer, either on prosecuting or defense attorney?
Yes, he's extremely talented.
Litigator was the word I was looking for, Craig. Litigator was the word I was looking for.
He's one of the best orators I've ever seen in my life. What was great about this trial is John Fuller was the defense lawyer, and they are two of the best trial lawyers I've ever seen in my life. So just
really?
For my own perspective, as somebody who's a practitioner, I learned a lot during this, watching these two guys go at it. I would just say that Jason is not a natural prosecutor, and the job of a defense lawyer versus the job of a prosecutor are two different things. And you could tell that some of Jason's instincts that made him a very good defense lawyer sort of bled into his prosecution of Cardell Hayes. And I think it took away from the presentation by the state a little bit. But
almost as though, Craig, as though he was objecting in his own head or thinking about how to counter his own argument?
Yeah, he wasn't just objecting in his own head. He was objecting loudly in court, which most prosecutors typically do. They object, but it's a much more reserved objection when they're objecting.
And I didn't mean it literally objecting. I meant like he was countering his own arguments in his own head, being the defense attorney while he was trying to be the prosecutor. That way, he was conflicted, or just in the presentation. I'm trying to get a handle on what you're talking about.
I would just say in the presentation, prosecution, you're just presenting a case, okay? And you need to do it very dispassionately. And you need, obviously there's some emotion involved. It's a very emotional case. You have victims there that are counting on you to get them justice. He was not arguing for Cardell Hayes, but he was engaged in what I would consider some defense lawyer antics. Loud objections, screaming at times during the court, objecting way too much sometimes. So that type of thing kind of rubs off on the jury a little bit. Obviously, it didn't hurt him here for the most part because he did get a conviction on the Will Smith count. But he was more along the lines of acting like a defense lawyer as a prosecutor is what I would say.
Interesting. Let me take a break. We'll pick it up here. We come back. You're putting us in that courtroom, Craig, which is what I was looking for. You're doing a great job. Craig Murdoch, criminal defense attorney. Cardell Hayes, convicted of manslaughter in the shooting of Will Smith. If you got any questions or comments, 504-260-1870. That's the Old Kennard Jeweler Talk and Text Line. I'll pass them along when we come back. Traffic now, WWL.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sorry, 726. Quickly back to Craig Murdoch, criminal defense attorney. So what happens now with Cardell Hayes? Is he still out or is he in jail?
When you're convicted of a crime of violence in Louisiana, you are remanded to custody that evening to be processed. You can get a bond pending sentencing and pending appeal. I don't believe the judge will grant a bond in this case for Cardell Hayes based on the facts of the case and the fact that she had sentenced him to 25 years after the first trial, which is a significantly long sentence. So there'd be a possibility. I'm not saying Cardell Hayes would run. I'm just saying there is a possibility, or the judge needs to consider the possibility of a flight risk in a case like that. So I doubt he would get that. His sentencing is set for March 27th, I believe. Mm-hmm. And as I mentioned, he was sentenced to 25 years in the first case, where he was convicted of both attempted manslaughter on Raquel Smith and manslaughter of Will Smith. In this trial, he was found not guilty. And I think of the attempt manslaughter on Raquel Smith, for some very technical reasons that I think confused the jury. And I think the state didn't do a particularly good job of explaining why Raquel Smith should be a guilty verdict. But I would expect the sentence to ultimately be somewhere in that 25-year range again. I can't see where the judge would say anything has changed since the first trial.
Yeah, because bottom line, he pulled a trigger and shot her. Somebody texted in, and I want to get to this, Craig, because people, you know, I do everything I can to try to keep him out of the system and out of jail. So if Will Smith was reaching in his car to grab a gun, why is it not okay to shoot so he does not pull the gun out and kill you? There's a lot in that text, but I'd like you to explain to people, when it comes to using deadly force, what kind of thing they open themselves up to. Go ahead.
So there is not a lot of evidence that there is not a lot of evidence that Will Smith was actually reaching for a gun, or even said, "I'm going back to the car to get my gun." That is something that Cardell Hayes said to police after the incident occurred. During the trial, there was not an independent witness to confirm that that was something that was something that anyone had heard Will Smith say before the incident happened. Also, the gun was located inside the car in a secured secured glove box, and the gun was not in Will Smith's hands. So that is what takes this maybe out of the realm of justifiable homicide. It's hard. There was a lot of bad behavior out there that night, and it's really difficult to parse through the facts and find a compelling narrative as to why he's not guilty or why he's guilty. I this is a case that I think a lot of people come down on one side hardcore one way or the other. In my opinion, I think it's pretty murky as to what occurred that night. And I could see even prior to the verdict Friday night, I could have seen it go either way.
Thank you, Craig. I appreciate your time. Craig Murdoch, criminal defense attorney. Hope we get to talk to you again. Here's the bottom line, though. Will Smith is dead. Cardell Hayes is going to jail because two guys got into a road rage incident and couldn't settle it peacefully. Guns can sometimes make small men big or small people big. Cardell Hayes is not a small man at all, but the point is this. Once you pull that trigger, you are in the system. You are out of control. So it would behoove you to do everything you possibly can to avoid either being the dead guy or the one pulling the trigger. Because, again, Cardell Hayes is going to jail for 25 years in jail right now. And it all.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.